Now entering Nerdist.com.
Chew It
with a guy named Kevin.
Chew It
and this other guy Steve.
Chew It
from the TV and the movies and now this podcast stream.
Chew It,
they're gonna get chewy.
Chew It,
they might even get me.
Chew It,
but they're gonna get funky on this podcast thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
What do you eat? Fucking clam chowder.
Clam chowder.
New England clam chowder.
I got cod.
Cod?
Yeah, cod.
Black cod?
Oh, man.
It's delicious.
I caught me some bluefish.
You got bluefish up here?
Bluefish.
Oh, holy good. Shit.
That sounds terrific.
Welcome to fucking Boston, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking Boston.
Oh, yeah. I
just asking for blues.
You got clam chowder or lobster chowder? Seafood chowder?
You know, I have clam chowder.
Okay.
And, you know, probably tomorrow I'll have some lobster chowder.
Okay.
And I was thinking about taking a trip up to Concord.
Okay, Concord, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to go up to Concord.
Yeah, okay, great.
And, you know, see Sully and Camp. And
yeah, head up there.
Sully and Mickey up there.
Yeah, maybe
and,
go to Marlboro.
Oh, Marlboro. Yeah, well, check out the Sox. Man, I'll tell you, go give Pedroia a blowjob.
What?
Mm-hmm.
If you can't tell already, we're up in the Boston area. We can't tell you exactly where we are because then everyone will come find us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're in the Boston area. You know why? Why are we in the Boston area?
Shooting Super Troopers 2.
Oh, fuck.
Shooting Super Troopers 2.
You guys shooting Super Troopers 2?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You guys are the Starship Troopers, right?
Oh, yeah, right. You killed the bugs. You killed the bugs, right?
Yeah, on
oh,
the
yeah.
planet. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we got a special guest with us.
Yeah, we do. Let's see if you can identify him by voice.
Okay, go.
How about from my chew?
Yeah. From his chew, you might be able to tell.
Can you tell from my chew?
I can tell.
Ladies and gentlemen, Robbie Rabbit Roto.
Yeah.
Haven't aged today.
Eric Stolhansky.
Haven't aged today.
Robbie Roto.
20-year-old kid.
Hey! Eric Stolhansky. We got all kinds of people floating around here. We got Stolhansky. We're just in the hotel, you know, hanging out. I'm not going to tell you which hotel.
Mm.
We're in the hotel hanging out. We're working hard getting ready to shoot this movie, right?
All
right.
Well, hold on. Do we have any business to take care of?
Yeah, we got business to take care of before we really get into this. It's that time of year. You know, right? You know, because you just...
I did a fantasy football draft.
You did a fantasy draft tonight.
Yeah.
Ooh, earlier, right?
Last minute, too. I didn't realize it was tonight. I thought it had been moved.
You get Teddy Bridgewater?
Teddy
Bridgewater.
Actually, here's the interesting thing is that, like, I... You know, I didn't realize it was tonight. I like, 5 minutes before it started, guys were like, you know, like, what's the deal with the conference call? You guys on the conference call? I was like, what conference call? And they're like, fantasy football. I was like, it's tonight? And they said, didn't you get the email? And so... I went in. Sure enough, like we were like 5 minutes away from the draft. I had the fifth pick. I went. I won't say who I went. Well, he knows.
Don't you have to say.
Okay. But
don't
here's
give it away.
But here's the beauty of it. Like I was thinking on this particular draft, just from what I know about the league, I'm the current champion in the league. I won $3,500 in this league last season.
Wow.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Don't. Whatever, kid.
Tell me about your golf game.
That $3,500 is going to buy a lot of no-dos for you, kid. You know what I'm saying?
Talk about sailing after this.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, the point is this.
Yes.
I usually don't go. I don't go quarterback early, particularly in a league like this that's only 10 teams.
Yeah.
But then, like, all of a sudden, there was a run of quarterbacks, and all the good quarterbacks went off the board
quickly.
Immediately.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, fuck. So I just kept, you know, drafting my other team and everything. Around the 10th round, I looked down there, and who should be sitting there but terrific Tom Brady.
Oh, Tommy Brady was there?
Terrific Tom was sitting there in the 10th.
And you being here in Boston, you're like, I got to take fucking Tom Brady.
Especially softballs?
I figured, listen, what am I going to be? What am I going to be, a chowder head? Ugh, no way.
Ugh boots.
No way. Yeah. I picked them. Got Tyrod Taylor, another quarterback to back up Tom Brady for the first 4 weeks. Now I got a level one quarterback is
nice. Now, does that make you pissed about Deflategate now?
I couldn't give less of a fuck about Deflategate. I could not give
less
of a fuck.
If it wasn't for Deflategate, you wouldn't have him.
That's exactly right.
He would have snapped up earlier.
Yeah,
right?
That's exactly right.
So Deflategate, you'd love Deflategate.
Deflategate's my man.
Right. Okay, well, I'll tell you this.
Although,
yeah.
Can I just give you a little piece of Tom Terrific trivia?
Yeah, sure.
Please.
The last time I had Tom Terrific on my team was the year after he threw 50 touchdowns.
Right.
And I drafted him with, like, the first overall pick.
Sure.
He was my first round pick. I felt shitty about it because I don't, like...
Sure.
I didn't want to draft a Patriot.
We'll get to that, yeah.
And
being in New York.
What happened is, I don't know if you remember, but he got injured on his first set of downs that season.
I'll tell you this, though, Lemmy.
So I broke Tom Brady.
What I can tell about you is this. Football is your passion.
It is, Kev.
Is that right?
It is, Kev.
You know all the players. You know all the teams.
I do.
You know their strengths. You know their weaknesses.
Sure do.
Now, Lemmy, you talk a good game with your Tom Brady.
with my $3,500.
But put that knowledge to the test and play for your shot at the $1 million top prize at DraftKings.com.
Okay.
It's just part of the $5 million in total prize they're going to be doling out in the week one contest. Week one's coming up. DraftKings.com is the destination for 1 week fantasy football. I know you got your team. You got the best team in the league, right? Because you had a good draft.
Yeah, there's a big gold trophy next to my name because I'm the reigning champion.
You got the best team in that league.
Yeah.
Not in our league.
Hey, well, I was the champion 2 years in a row. Yeah.
What have you done for me lately?
The 2 years
what
before that. 2 years in a row.
What have you done
you're
lately?
Fucking champion here.
1 week fantasy means no season-long commitments. Play whenever you want with the players you want.
Yeah, I don't want to play with these
just
players.
Just pick your contest, draft your players, follow your team live. Renew old rivalries, perhaps with Stolhansky.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Vikes-Giants.
And do it by challenging your friends and family in a private league to prove you're the superior GM. Why don't you do that? Why don't you put your money where your wealth is? Challenge us.
I'll put my money where my wealth is.
Put your money where your wealth is. You can join an existing league, go head-to-head with friends, co-workers, fantasy players from across the country. Hurry to DraftKings.com now to choose your players, and you could seriously cash in week one.
I don't have friends across the country. I'm from Boston, Massachusetts, and all my friends are right here in Boston.
And I'm picking all Patriots.
That's it.
Edelman, Brady,
Gronk,
Martellus Bennett,
Gostkowski.
All right. Use code SOLID, S-O-L-I-D, and play for free with your first deposit. That's code SOLID, S-O-L-I-D, to play for free for your share of $5 million in total prizes in this week one contest only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com.
Tell you what.
Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details.
Ooh, I like that little thing at the end there. I'll tell you what. That DraftKings money, you win that thing, buy a lot of clam chowder and a lot of Ugg boots.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And first one's free.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Buy a lot of footballs to deflate too.
Oh shit! Wow. Buy you a lot of air pressure gauges.
Right, just to check your footballs.
Yeah,
to make sure you're not deflating them.
But you know what they say?
Yeah.
God bless deflated footballs.
Why?
Because I got Tom Brady in the 10th round,
right, baby.
So why you're going to say your first pick in the first round? But you said no, don't say it. Is there a reason why you?
That's a strategy thing. You know what I mean? If he tells the world who his player is, then everyone else is going to know.
No. This was like a very simple situation.
Okay.
It was a very simple situation.
Okay. You can tell them. Go ahead. Who's your first draft pick?
With my fifth pick, I picked David Johnson.
Okay.
It's a PPR league.
Sure.
The big three receivers had gone off the board. Julio Jones, Odell Beckham, Antonio Brown.
Yep.
And then Todd Gurley went next.
Yeah.
Here I got a good PPR running back. I'm going to take him.
Boy, you sound like you do really well at DraftKings.com.
Let me tell you something.
Why didn't you go AP all day?
You know what?
Spoken as a Vikings fan.
He's right?
Purple.
Because he hits his kids, that's why.
He hits his kids in the dick that's with sticks and goes to jail for it.
He hits his kids, that's why.
He can be a champion again, though. He's going to be the Russian champion again.
Was he the Russian champion last year? I guess he was, wasn't he?
Did he ever win Father of the Year award? Did he win Father of the Year award? Yeah. Did he ever win that award?
Yeah, how about Number One Dad? Does he wear that baseball hat around? You should send him that for Father's Day. Number One Dad.
Oh, boy, it's getting ugly in here. All right, so we're back in Boston.
Yeah.
Right?
Damn glad to be here.
Exciting.
Damn glad to be here.
Because we're shooting a movie, the movie that we've been trying to shoot for a long time.
Super Troopers.
Unfortunately. Because of the shooting schedule, we announced that we had to cancel those shows.
Most unfortunate. I bought my ticket to the Wilbur.
The Wilbur.
And I was going to go see the Foxwoods.
Right. We were going to go do Foxwoods and the Wilbur, but we're actually shooting that weekend.
Yeah.
And we have a few actors who have to work on the weekends.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
So we got a little blown. So apologies to the people.
We're sorry.
We'll be back. But it's for a good cause. We're shooting a fucking movie.
Yeah.
The movie people want us to shoot.
That's a good out.
I'm sure all the people who are going to come to see that show would rather we were shooting Super Troopers.
I think so, but there were a few tweets in anger.
Yeah. I imagine.
Listen, there was nobody who was more upset about it than we were. We were really looking forward to those shows.
Yeah.
We were really looking forward to them, and we tried. Right. We tried up until the last minute to make it work, but ultimately
we'll be come back. Yeah. You know what we got a lot of great tweets about?
Mustache.
The mustaches. We had a mustache episode last week where we talked about mustaches and our favorite mustaches.
Yeah, sure.
And the funny thing is, you don't have a mustache.
I don't.
We've been growing it. You don't have one.
It's true. I grew one for fun, and I don't need it.
Have you ever thought your character from Super Troopers should have a now he's gonna have a did it ever cross your mind to grow a mustache? Or
yeah, it did. When we first put together our Kickstarter campaign, our first one that we did in the farm in the trunk, I came out to California with a mustache.
Oh right, right.
And I felt like I looked in the mirror and I didn't feel like it looked like Rabbit.
Really?
That's good. That's professional right there.
It didn't feel. It felt not. I don't know. I look different. I look like an Indiana farmer or something. Like
yeah.
You look like Larry Bird.
Yeah.
Larry Bird, Super Larry Trooper. Bird.
Now, let me ask you, in the mustache episode last week, I brought up the fact that I thought that when Soder has his mustache, he looks like Larry Bird. Do you think Soder looks like Larry Bird?
Well, it's funny. I always see Soder with a goatee. It's so rare that he just seems with a mustache.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry. We had a little phone break for Lemmy.
Yeah, it's okay. Family call.
Okay. But now we're back in. We were talking about Mink's mustache. We're talking about Soder's mustache.
Yeah. Talking about Larry Bird's mustache.
We're talking about whether Soder had a mustache for the Indiegogo thing. But I think he's decided that Foster's going to have a mustache, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. But you've decided Rabbit still doesn't have a mustache.
Yeah. We'll keep the joke going that Rabbit can't grow a mustache.
Okay. But you do have, you can grow a mustache better than I can. Right?
I do grow a lot of hair. I have a lot of hair.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
And you have a
my toes.
Like a Fred Flintstone-y. Right? Doesn't he have a lot of kind of thing going on?
What's the Fred Flintstone?
Like the shadow? You know, Fred Flintstone had that shadow?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Permanent 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah. Mink's got a little of that going on.
Quickly. I could grow a mustache. I showed Lemmy yesterday that I grew a mustache for fun once. We were talking about Prince, and I went down to First Avenue to honor Prince after he died.
Because you're
in
Minnesota.
A mustache at that point.
Yeah, didn't wear purple, though.
I didn't wear purple. I thought I did.
He came back and said he did wear purple. Purple underwear?
I thought I did. Barbara and I went out to Paisley Park, where his studio where he housed.
Did you wear a raspberry beret when you went there?
I gotta say, I love Prince, but I don't love that song.
Well, you know what's funny? I was in the hardware store last week.
Oh my god, were you at Five and Dime?
With
Mr. McGee.
Exactly. And I was buying some I can't remember what it was, some sort of cable I needed. And so I was walking around the hardware store, and Raspberry Beret comes out of the hardware store, and I thought it was such a weird kind of, I don't know.
Hardware store song?
Yeah, it's like an oxymoron song, hardware song. You know what I'm saying?
Sure,
it's
you like, want like Molly Hatchet flirting with disaster.
She bought for Raspberry Beret. But, you know, I was enjoying it, bopping up and down the aisles of the hardware store.
Mm. It's a boppy song. It's totally a boppy
song. It is. It's a good song.
A lot of people like it.
Yes.
I don't like it.
I mean, you're just saying there are other Prince songs that you like. You don't like that style of
it's
Prince
It's a catchy
song.
Radio song.
Sure.
Sure, sure.
It's cute.
I like Raspberry Beret. Yeah. Like, especially when he's like, it means I love you.
But we did talk about Prince last week, where he said that was one of his favorite mustaches.
Prince stash?
Yeah.
Well, the Prince stash was interesting to me because it was a tweener. It's stuck in the middle. Like, you'd think... Like, it was not a very good mustache, and yet it was part of his sex appeal. It wasn't full, you know, like...
It was like a teenager mustache.
Yeah, and yet he kept it all the way through and, groomed it, and it was shiny, and it was part of his look.
He owned it.
Yeah.
He
owned it. And some women would say that was the sexiest part about him.
It would be great if Stalhansky went Prince mustache as Rabbit. That would be pretty cool.
That's a good homage. Jay kind of is going to...
He's going way bushier than the Prince mustache, don't you think? Right?
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about.
You know what someone else said, though, on Twitter about the mustache episode?
Yeah.
I think it was just today, which, you know, is that you conspicuously forgot one great mustache, which people were shocked that you did not throw out.
I must have just forgotten it.
Yeah. Well.
Any guess?
Do you want me to tell you?
Okay, because I have a mustache that I realized I forgot, which I wanted to talk about, but what mustache?
Lemmy.
Oh, fucking Lemmy from Motorhead. Holy shit.
Right.
Jeez.
He had a great mustache.
Yeah. I mean, when he died, you did an homage to him on the podcast, and you forgot his fucking mustache.
That's a great call. Hey, listen.
That's a great call. Chew Crew. Way to go, Chew Crew.
Tell you what, if we do a great Cheek Moles episode, Lemmy will be the first guy on my list. But I thought of a great mustache, a funny mustache that I'd forgotten. It's the mustache belongs to... A man named Bella Caroli.
Okay.
You know, the gymnastics coach.
Sure.
The legend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's got, you know, it's like, I learned there are a lot, you know, obviously there are a lot of different names for mustache. There's the handlebar, there's the Fu Manchu, there's the pencil thin, there's something called the toothbrush mustache.
Okay.
That's, the toothbrush mustache is like...
Like straight across and up on the end?
No, no, that's like the
just on one end?
Yeah, one. It's got fuzz on one end.
No, that's like Larry Bird has a toothbrush mustache. It's the kind that just goes from like the top of the mouth,
okay,
corner of the mouth.
Like it's like the length of the bristles on a toothbrush.
Yeah, and it's not, it doesn't come down, it doesn't go up. It's just like, you know, it's basically, it's like a straight across type thing.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Not big, not unruly, just like pleasantly
straight across
as a toothbrush mustache. But there's also, Bela Kuroli has what I like to call the perv mustache, which is, you know, like...
Not to say that Bela was a perv.
No, but he works with, you know,
well, yeah,
young people. Okay. Mm-hmm. And he's got the look of the perv in his eyes, you know. Like,
okay.
And he's also very grabby.
Okay.
You know, like, he's always like, oh, you're a good girl. Yeah, a good
That's
girl.
That's the Russian in
good
him,
Good gymnast. He's Bulgarian. He's Bulgarian.
Okay.
But can you picture him like, good vault, good vault. Like, you know, squeezing their little hips.
Right.
You know, carrying poor little Carrie Strug.
Sure.
On her, while she fucking milked it for all it's worth.
Oh, come on.
Around the arena.
Son of a bitch.
She was fitting his hand, the cup of his hand.
You are going to win the gold medal, Kerry. A good vault on one leg. Look, she's the heart of a champion with my mustache. Pervert.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Anyway. I understand. That's just another mustache that you forgot.
Just another mustache. Great Bangles song.
Here, just another one. Great Prince song, yeah. Raspberry Mustache. Here we are in our third week talking about mustaches. Let's move on. Let's start talking about
mustaches. It's true, because we decided to do mustache episode the week before we had started, because mustaches are on our mind.
Here we are. We're still talking about mustaches.
By the way, that's a great James Taylor song, Mustaches on My Mind. Yeah.
Speaking of that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Speaking of James Taylor,
yeah,
we are in Boston.
Oh, God damn it. I love it when you have a great segue, Kevin.
Right?
Is he from Boston?
He lives in like Western Massachusetts, but he's known, like he's a big Red Sox fan. Like, he'll come to the Fenway and, like, sing, you know, his music to the fucking massholes
for free.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Hey, I'm sorry. You spat that out by accident.
I know. You know what? This is what my thing is, though, on this podcast, is that I want to make friends with Boston.
You want to make love to Boston.
Yeah, because I'm here now, and it's important in my life, and I'm going to love it.
And you're Irish, dude.
It's true.
You should
it's in your
like
blood. Boston's your blood.
Yeah,
it's true.
I mean, I could picture you with one of those like triangle hats, and like you know,
that's not Irish.
Knee high white socks.
That's
no,
not
but
Irish.
You're a patriot.
Like one of those newsy hats.
I am a patriot. Yeah, newsy cap.
You have a newsy cap.
Yep. But I, you know,
you got a big Boston head.
I mean a big Irish head. Yeah.
Yeah,
I do. But I mean, I've had, and as you guys have had, a sordid history with Boston, and it's colored my opinion of Boston. And
are you saying that Eric and I have all to do with your prior disdain of Boston?
No. But you've shared in it. Don't say you haven't, because
I would never.
Right,
I have,
and so and it started. You know, a lot of it comes from our sports thing. Like
sports.
When you tweeted the picture of us coming up to Boston and I had a Yankee hat, we got a bunch of tweets from people who said, oh, yeah, of course Favre was wearing a Yankee hat up in Boston because he's an asshole.
Sure. But here's the thing.
You're a big New York Yankee fan, so
that's
natural.
Right. It's
natural
a natural
rivalry.
Thing. Very but I also have rivalry. Stories, and we're going to tell a few stories.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. We're going to tell a few
But that's
stories.
The thing, though. It's like, you know, my thing, I'm from New York City. Obviously,
yeah.
There's big New York-Boston
natural rivalry,
sports rivalry, sure.
Right.
And it goes both ways. It's a two-way street. Like,
right.
For instance, when we got off the plane in Boston—
Right,
a lot of people were like, "Oh, you better at the rental car place." They're like,
right.
"Yeah, you better take that hat off."
Right,
you better
right.
take it off.
The question is, do you think I got a shittier car at the rental place because the guy saw me in a Yankee hat?
Oh, you know it.
I think
he talked
he
about
did.
It. He talked about it.
I think he
it.
Did. Yeah. We joked about it.
Right,
but that's okay. That's okay. But no, I mean, we talked about legitimately. There's a history in Boston, and. Of stories.
Yeah, we have a long...
Like, you know, from the minor ones, like when we, you know, I used to go to bars in Boston with my friends, and compared to New York, the Boston bar is different. Like, the Boston bar, the lights, the last call's at 2, but the lights go on at 1 for some reason.
Yeah.
And it's everyone get the fuck out of my bar.
Well...
Even though I have another hour of money I can make.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out.
They also do something, a big pet peeve of mine.
Yeah.
Big pet peeve.
Right.
And they've perfected it here in Boston.
Right.
And I don't mean to sound so angry because we're waving the white flag.
No, this is just we're just getting
our
it all
past,
out there because it's now it's a love affair.
This is what they do.
Now it's a love affair.
This is what they do very well in the bars in Boston. They're like, last call, and you're like, okay, I'll have a beer, and they're like, okay, here you do, and then like 5 minutes later, they're like, everybody out. They kick you out right after they sell it to you, and
while
it's like,
they have their
well,
beer.
Don't do that, motherfuckers.
Right.
Don't do that.
Why do they want to get people out of bars so much? They love their beers here.
I don't know. I don't know why. But we've had problems. And so I'm going to tell the story.
Okay.
And then it'll lead into the story that I want you to be involved in.
Can I give one pro Boston thing?
Yeah.
New England clam chowder versus Manhattan clam chowder.
Oh, New England.
Way better.
Way better.
Way better.
New England.
Way better.
Yeah.
No. I love Boston. And we chose to shoot Super Troopers 2 in
it's our love
Boston.
Letter, Boston, yeah.
And that proves that no matter what we say right now,
right,
we love Boston. So years ago,
we've had a great show here in Boston.
Years ago,
here's another. Can I give another back? It doesn't exist anymore because you love Boston.
That's fairly correct.
But every time you come to Boston, you twist your ankle in a pothole or you slip a disc.
That's
or something
right.
Like that.
I get hurt,
and then you're like, "Fucking Boston!" You blame
it's
it on
true.
Boston.
It's true. It was like whenever something bad happens, then you just blame.
Yeah,
it
like there was a pothole outside the Wilbur Theater our first time playing there. You cranked your ankle
I
in
did.
That thing.
I didn't remember.
Fucking Boston, the cobblestone Boston. Sidewalks. No fucking cobblestone sidewalks in New York City.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Sons
did
of bitches.
You blamed that injury on this poor city.
I know I did. But so speaking of Super Troopers, years ago we're doing the Super Troopers tour. We've probably told the story before, but now we have Stolhansky here, so we can tell it. This is part one of my Boston stories. Okay. Years ago, Super Troopers tour, and they Fox had us drive around the country in a bus, and one of the last stops was in Boston. We came to Boston, and we were hosting a night at the House of Blues, right? Yep. There was a band that was playing. We were coming. The Super Troopers guys were hosting the night. We're going to announce the bands. We're going to hang out and have a great time. So we show up at the House of Blues, and it's all of us and some family members, including my mom and my dad,
mm-hmm.
who at the time are in their 60s.
Yeah.
We walk up to the front door to walk in, and it's a typical Boston guy at the thing, the bouncer. Right?
Shaved
Everyone
head.
Can picture him.
Shaved head.
Yeah, it's like Bill Burr pumped full of air.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But no hair.
Times two.
Right.
Yeah, Bill Burr
right.
times two.
Leather coat.
Right. And so we get up to the door, we all walk in, and ID. My mom walks up, she says, "I don't have my ID." And the guy's like, "Then you can't come in." And it's like, well, hold on a second. She's a 60-year-old woman.
Right.
She's 60 years old.
Gray
it's
hair.
Not there's not an issue of her being underage here. He's like, "No ID, you don't get in." And you're like, "What are you fucking kidding me? Seriously, it's my mom. We're here to do a promotional thing.
We'll be here for a couple minutes.
You know, it's in conjunction with the bar.
We're not drinking.
No, no ID, doesn't get in." So now our manager, our tour manager, Wilkie,
mm-hmm.
who's a British guy, who was a former tour
Roadie
manager for many
tour
bands.
Manager.
Yeah.
Like he's straight out of Central Casting, British dude. And he gets fucking pissed off, right? Who was there?
I was there. I was standing right there.
He's fucking pissed off. And he starts ripping into the guy. And then he goes down onto the street. Remember this?
Mm-hmm.
And calls the guy out on the street to fight him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if you fight him at the bar, then apparently there's some sort of a different kind of criminality to it. But if you fight him on a public spot.
Well, then it's within the bouncer's right to get violent with you.
To get the shit out of you.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, this thing escalated into this huge fucking thing to the manager coming out, and I think the manager fired the bar.
Oh, he did.
The bouncer on the spot.
Yeah, he did.
He said, "Take a walk," you know. But to me, it's like, what the fuck is wrong with your head that you're such a fucking asshole that you're a bouncer at this bar and a 60-year-old woman can't get into the bar because she has never fucking ID?
You're right. She doesn't have her ID.
Yeah, but what is the reason why you check IDs?
Yeah, you ever see a movie called Benjamin Button?
Right, maybe she's aging backwards. How the fuck do I know?
That's what I'm saying. I think she looks
how the 18, fuck do I know?
18 in Benjamin Button years. The funny thing was, is that, Mink and I were standing right there. To backpedal a little bit, we had, our dander was up in general, driving into Boston.
Right.
This was sort of at the peak of our, like, you know, East Coast rivalry with Boston.
Right.
And my friend to my right here, Enrique Stolhansky was also feeling the dander.
Yeah,
I was full of beans that night.
You were full of beans, leading the charge. We were at Mexican food after dinner. Mexican food.
Yep.
And Stolhansky was leading the charge.
Right.
and had recruited me as his wingman and was doing a very good job of keeping me right at his side. And we sucked down two gigantic margaritas. We were pretty fucked up by the time we got, not unusually fucked up, but no, we were drunk by the time
but
we got
there.
But
it was also like end of the tour fucked up, right? It was sort of let's blow it out.
End of the tour celebration. Like, this is our last night. Let's have a great night. We had a nice meal at a Mexican restaurant. Right. And we were celebrating heavily with the margaritas.
That's right.
Yeah. And we were, our backs were up already coming in.
And so we get to the House of Blues thing. This thing happens right off the bat. Now we're all fucking pissed off. And the point is,
having a great time and laughing to being pissed.
And now your job is to go up and announce the band.
Yeah. Right.
And so you guys, and I'll let you tell this part of the story, made a decision.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, as the follower in this scenario, I'll let the leader tell the story.
That's a little fuzzy. My details are a little fuzzy. I remember being at the door. I remember Wilkie wanted to fight this guy. The bouncer was a total jerk. He wasn't. And there's a lot of stuff about your. I mean, I couldn't believe. I have a great fondness for your mom. I've known your parents for a long time.
Right.
She's been in our videos.
She's the chicken fuckers.
She's the chicken fuckers. Super Troopers. Right. We're going back, even making short videos when we first started. She's always been in all our videos.
That's right.
And just a fantastically great, sweet lady.
Right.
And obviously older than 21.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. That is the other thing.
In her 60s.
Mink brings up a good point.
Right.
It's not like your mom has Farva's face, you know, and people are like, you know what, I just don't like the looks of this woman.
Right.
Like, she's a wonderfully sweet woman.
Oh, yeah. Right? If you were cast, she's central woman. Casting. If you were like, we want a sweet, wonderful little mom.
Yeah.
Right. She would get the part.
Right.
Heffernan.
Right.
She's so sweet.
Right.
Yeah, little
and the judge,
yet
right?
denied entry into the House
denied
of Blues.
Entry. Boston. We couldn't believe it. So our dander was up.
And we're all like, fucking Boston, fucking Boston.
Damn it.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you guys had to go announce the band.
Go for this?
Why did you guys announce the band and not all of us? Or why did you do it and not
we
me?
We were the most lubricant. I think that we somehow had hatched this plan that we were going to announce the band in a special way.
Right.
And a lot of people tried to talk us off the ledge.
Right.
Well, why don't you tell them what your idea was.
Didn't we have a handler at that moment from a studio?
There might have been a Fox person there.
There was somebody there. I don't know if it was a local publicist. I can't really remember.
Yeah,
but somebody was saying, this is a terrible idea. It's a terrible idea.
Right.
Oh, no. His dad. Here's.
He didn't like it at all.
Well, so here's what Eric, since Eric, for
here's
some reason.
Here's what Eric's dancing around.
Yeah, here's what Eric will not discuss. Eric said, you know what?
It was a different time, guys.
Hey, that's fine.
Don't worry about
rock and roll, baby.
Don't worry about it. There's only 250,000 people.
I was a fan of the Doors.
Right. It's not like you deflated footballs on purpose.
Yeah, you didn't cheat.
Right. Yeah, go ahead.
So.
Playing a little old lady.
Yeah.
Eric's, that's exactly right. That's exactly what you were doing.
They deserved it.
You were championing Jane Heffernan.
That's right. That's right.
Eric said, you know what? I'm going to go up there, and I'm going to announce this band, except I'm going to pull my pants down and whip out my dick while I do it. Who's with me?
Who's with me?
Yeah.
And who said they were with him?
I said, I'll do it.
Yeah, Lemmy.
And then what happened is that Soder found out about this.
Right.
And he was panicking.
Well, he had several friends that were there that were Boston people.
Right.
And part of your thing was pull your pants down, whip your dick out, and yell, like, fuck Boston.
Oh,
or something
Boston
like
sucks.
Boston sucks,
Or was it fuck Boston?
I think it was Boston sucks.
Yeah. And you know.
That's exactly right.
Soder didn't want his buddies to be offended.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, also, you don't want to go into a bar in Boston and yell Boston sucks with your dick hanging out.
But you do, because you want to know why? That's what great stories are made of.
Sure.
And this should be presented as one of those great stories.
Okay, what I mean is you don't want to do that because probably the next thing that happens right after that is you're going to get your ass kicked.
Ah, you know what?
I was ready for it that night.
Yeah.
You're
an actor.
Certainly prepared to get into a fight that evening.
We weren't famous.
There are people to protect you.
Nobody knew who we were. That was the problem. We were going up to announce it.
But all people would have known, thought was that you were like with the band or something like that. They wouldn't fucking know.
Right? Yeah, but you never know. Here's the beauty of Boston. You never know what's going to tweak somebody the wrong way.
Right.
Bostonians.
That's why you shouldn't worry about it.
Empirically are loose cannons.
I think we talked about after we do this, you guys have our back. And there was like a talk of like, this could go wrong.
Right.
Terribly wrong.
I was in the camp of, you should definitely do it.
Right.
My dad got wind of it.
He didn't.
And he was like, what are they going to do?
You're going to what?
And he's like, that is not a good idea.
Oh, no, he was not.
In fact, the morning after, or even moments after it happened, I remember that he said, this is a real low point,
fellas.
It's a real low point.
I remember arguing with him and being like, do you Do you know what they just did to your wife?
Yeah.
Do you know what they just did to your wife?
You see? They divided us.
Try to get him up.
They divided us.
Yeah. But he didn't back it up.
No.
But and people, Soder didn't back it up.
Yeah, people were worried. Soder was very stressed out about it. I think Soder was more worried that he was going to get
And Jay was not there. Jay was not there.
No, so Jay had some work to do.
Yeah.
Right. And so he was back at the hotel like doing
some
stuff.
He didn't have work to do. He had to go take a shower or something like that.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
But he wasn't there yet.
He wasn't there, right.
Which factors into the story in a good way.
Yeah, right. So you guys come on stage, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Go.
Let Stolhansky tell it.
We went up there on stage, so we had to defend the honor of Jane Heffernan.
Right.
And they said, ladies and gentlemen, there are special guests to introduce the band this evening.
Right.
And Lemmy and I went up on stage at the House of Blues in Boston.
Right.
And we proceeded to...
we have video of this, I think. Don't
yeah.
We? Somewhere, oh, somewhere no. There's video of it. Okay, go.
Really?
Go, yes.
Wow.
Keep going. So then what happened?
We became punk rockers in the vein of Jim Morrison, and we pulled our pants.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, Boston sucks.
And did we dance around and jiggle our stuff?
Yeah, we did a little dance.
A little bit. Someone's shirt was covering their dick.
Mine was.
Okay.
Mine was.
Okay.
But like we had our
Which
pants around our ankles.
To give you shit about.
We were, yeah, you gave me shit about it.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It should have been exposed. Mink was full Monty. He had it out. Danced around. We said, Boston sucks.
Yeah.
Pulled up our pants. They didn't really seem to give a shit.
Nothing came of it.
No one really cared.
Nothing came of it. I don't. So why are you upset about it now? Who cares?
Now I guess there was no arrest or anything like that. It wasn't like.
But nobody was offended. Nobody was like, "Oh my god!"
Right.
It's fucking rock and roll.
Except for Big Mike Heffernan.
He was offended.
The judge didn't like it so much.
He was offended.
Yeah, but that's okay. I think you know. It's like,
trust me, I've done plenty of things that he's offended.
I mean, bless your father for even calling it the low point so far, because like he's seen some low moments.
I feel like he said that a couple times.
Oh my
god, he said it a bunch of times.
Yeah,
heard several.
Yeah. I mean, we continue to disappoint.
I wouldn't worry
him.
About that. but it was a retaliation against the anger at Boston.
Yeah.
Right.
Here's the nice thing.
Yeah.
The night was just beginning.
Yeah.
Because
we think that would be the ending.
Right.
Yeah. But we
did our shit and we got out of there.
Yeah.
As quickly as you could. We're like, fuck it, let's get the fuck out
of here. Fuck this place.
Yeah.
Got out of there, went to another bar.
Right.
Had some drinks.
Right.
Got pretty bombed.
Yep. And then Jay showed up.
Sober as a bird.
Sober as a bird.
Yeah.
And at that point, things had gotten a little rowdy. And as a typical Boston bartender, the bartender was being a dick to us.
The bartender wasn't being a dick for no reason in this case.
Okay.
Here's what happened.
Okay. I'd like to say that he was.
But I'm gonna fill you in on a little key part of the story.
Go.
We were drunk. We were now reliving the dick moment from the House of Blues.
Right.
And reliving the bouncer moment.
Right.
We were all fired up.
Yeah.
We had a bunch of friends there. We were drinking. Probably some shots were being consumed.
They were.
We were pretty bombed.
Yeah.
Chandra Sekar walked in, sober as a bird.
Right.
And the man to my right,
mm-hmm. Eric Stolhansky,
approached him.
Right.
And tried to fight with him.
I thought that happened after.
No.
Okay.
At which point, Chandra Sekar lifted up his shirt.
Right.
And pulled it off of his body.
Off of Stolhansky's
body. Off of Stolhansky's
body. Like hockey fight style.
Yeah. And the bartender was like, hey, come on, fucking cool it. Like, fucking calm down here. Calm down here.
Yeah, yeah.
Stolhansky got dressed again.
How do you remember all this?
Same thing. Well, it's on video.
Oh.
and then what happened is Stolhansky went after Jay again, and the same thing happened.
Right.
Jay pulled his shirt off and over Stolhansky's head, and then at that point, the bartender cut him off.
Cut Jay off.
Yeah.
Right.
And Jay got pissed.
He's like, I didn't have a drink yet. I'm sober. I'm the only sober one guy here.
Yeah. And then we got kicked out.
Okay.
That's okay. You remember this part?
I do. And Jay was pissed because he had just joined the drinking party.
Yeah.
And he was already cut off.
Like, we had a lot of friends there, right? I feel like we had a lot of friends. A lot of people were a big crowd.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We all had been drinking for like 5 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. People were riled up. Yeah. So now we're out on the street.
But I feel like, you know, it's Boston, like big drinking town. I was surprised that the bartender hadn't seen that before.
Sure.
To cut us off, I thought, was a little extreme.
Yeah. We were spending some money in that place.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But we were also bombed, and we were being unruly.
That's what bars are for.
That's what's fun.
I'm not defending the guy. I'm just saying.
What, all of a sudden you're fucking apologist for the guy or something? Is that what's going on here, Lemmy?
All I'm saying is the bartender gave us a chance.
Your cousin or something like that?
The bartender gave us a chance.
Yeah.
He gave us a chance. I'm not nervous. He gave us a chance to cool it, and the same thing that he had told us to not do got done.
We did. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. We can debate that issue. But what happened
was... Well, you know what we can do? We just go to the videotape. Well,
we all spilled out onto the street.
We're out on the street now.
Right.
We all got kicked out now.
So yeah. Then what happened?
So then, I guess, Jay and I took our hockey fight to the street.
Right.
I thought it was very generous of you to say that Jay and I brought our fight outside, because it was more like... You brought the fight outside.
I really just had my feathers ruffled that evening.
Jay had no...
In a good way, though. I wasn't mad at... Well, I guess I was a little mad at Jane.
But no, you were just drunk.
It was more of a fun...
We were... Like, all the stuff that we're talking about now, we were just riled up, but in a fun way. Like, we came to town excited to have a good time. Like you said, we were celebrating the end of the tour, and then we were getting bombed. And, you know, it's like...
But these guys were just, it was more of like a drunken fight. But the problem was Jay wasn't drunk, right?
So
it
was he was sober.
And we had two cameras. Like we had Barachi was with us. He was shooting a documentary the whole tour. Yeah. He's filming. We had
your brother
Pat Heff had a camera. He was filming.
Yeah.
And it was a fight between you and Chandrasekhar on the sidewalk. And it got violent to the point where cars were stopping as they were driving by.
Well,
what the fuck's going on?
But I actually remember this now. This is the part where I had started to sober up for a little while. Because you, now you were after Chandrasekhar, like, because he was sober and you were calling him a pussy. And you wanted to fight him, and he wouldn't fight you. And he wouldn't fight you. He said, come on, you know, you kept taunting him, and he wouldn't fight you. And finally, you turned your back for 1 second.
Right.
And he charged.
He tackled me.
He saw his opportunity to get out of this, and he attacked you with your back turned.
Right.
I was walking away.
Yeah. And tackled you to the ground, shoved your face into the sidewalk, into like the 90-degree angle between a sidewalk and a chain link fence.
I feel like I tried to turtle. Did I do a turtle move?
I don't know.
Well,
it really worked out that way.
You did and you didn't. Because what happened, and again, correct me if I'm wrong here,
yeah,
but
I took my arm out. I think I turtled and took my arm out.
Well, here's what happened. He kicked your ass so quickly on that first attack, and you were like fighting, and he said, you got to give, say uncle, and finally you relaxed, and he let you up, and then you attacked again.
Right.
So you turtled, but you didn't stay turtled.
And then I feel like he did the rub the face on the chain link fence move.
Yeah, he did it again. He got you again.
He was trying to give me a submission.
In your defense, you were wasted.
I was three sheets in.
You had lost coordination.
I was overserved.
Right.
Yeah.
I was overserved. Fucking Boston.
Yeah.
Fucking Boston.
I was overserved.
I blame Boston.
Yeah.
But there are people yelling shit, you know.
Well, I remember, like,
driving by.
You, there's something great of you on the video where, people are driving by, and you're like, you're not saying everybody, like, they're friends. It's okay. They're friends.
Yeah. It's cool. They're friends.
They're friends.
It's cool.
They're friends.
Don't worry about it.
If you see it, though, from the sidewalk.
It looked violent.
It looks like it kind of was a real fight. Like, there was
jamming my face into a chain link fence.
Yeah.
Yeah, like your face was pretty roughed up the next day.
Yeah, I had fence marks.
Yeah.
Burned into it.
Yeah, like the chain link fence. It was like you were like a waffle, like you were like slept on a waffle iron.
But so it was all, you know, I mean, it ended up fine, but it was all motivated by anti-Boston feelings.
Yeah, it all started anti-Boston.
Which are now behind us.
And the bouncer. It was really the bouncer lit a fire.
Yeah.
And some smoldering
Norwegian fury.
Yeah. And so, but my anger and is gone.
You seem very calm right now.
I'm fine with it.
You love Boston.
Oh, except for today.
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
We had a good one today. We had a good Boston moment today.
So that was that's been a many, many years in between. Anything between that? Any other Boston
I don't know.
Moments?
I mean, yes, but I'm trying to get it behind me.
Yeah.
I'm trying to put it all behind me.
Okay,
so today, it's a love fest today. We're having a great time.
Great day.
Right.
We're excited to be here. We have a great crew. A lot of them are local Boston folk. We have great locations. We went and looked at a bunch of locations today.
Great
locations. And it's going to be really fucking exciting. There was one location that we went to, though, and it was we have a scene that has to do with a tree, right? Just a tree hanging over a road. We won't give anything away. So we just went to this random neighborhood on just some suburban street.
Yeah.
And we pulled the van up. And as scouts do, that's what happens. You have like a van, and there's like 10 people in the van. There's the director and the director of photography, and there's the art director, and there's the producers. And you get out of the van, and you look around at these locations, you take pictures, right? So we had pre-chosen this certain house with this tree, and somebody had talked to the people at the house at one point. But anyway, we all get out of the van. People have cameras, start taking pictures. And out of the blue, this fucking dude starts walking up the street. Boston dude.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And
description.
You know, like hoodie or, you know, maybe a t-shirt, red faced.
Age?
I would say probably 40.
Yeah, 40 to 50. Yeah. Ruddy.
And he's furious. Fucking furious. Like, it wasn't, he walks up the thing and he's got his arms spread out, like, you know, like spread eagle.
Yeah.
Like peacocky. What? Like, look at me. He's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, my God.
What the fuck are you people doing? It wasn't like, like in a normal human interaction, it would be like, hey, can I help you guys with something?
Yeah.
Or it's like, hey, what's going on here, guys? It's him red-faced screaming, what the fuck are you doing? This is my fucking house. What the fuck are you doing?
Holy shit.
And I'm like, I roll my eyes and I'm like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Because it was so... It was like the angry hockey fan or something.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, he was going to get a fight. Like, he wanted to get into a fight and a brawl, like I did, yeah. Brawl with the locations manager.
Yeah. And it was 0 to 60. It was 0 to 60, and that was the first move on his part.
He was going
to
take him down for taking
and
a
it's,
photograph.
And it's arms spread. You know the look.
I know the look.
You know, arms spread out. Like, walking. What the fuck are you fucking people doing? You know?
And was this a neighborhood that you would associate with that guy? Like, was it like
it's a nice neighborhood.
It was fine. I mean, it was, you know, it was a, you know, middle class neighborhood. You know,
it wasn't like the Whitey Bulger neighborhood.
I'll tell you what it was. It was a Boston neighborhood.
Okay,
it was a Boston.
Hey.
Oh, sorry,
calm down,
sorry,
Kev. Calm
sorry,
down.
Sorry.
How did it resolve itself?
Well, I mean, on movie sets, you have a guy who deals with that situation.
Right.
He's the location manager.
Yeah.
And the location manager is the guy who finds the locations and puts out any fires having to do with those locations.
Yeah.
So he immediately walked up to the guy. And was explained himself and who we were, and you could see the guy breathing, and he's still red faced, trying to figure it all out.
It's okay, like, hey, okay.
We're with the movie Super Troopers, and we're shooting Super Troopers 2, and we're trying to, and he, you know, he's panting, and finally he just calmed down.
Yeah,
and I had walked away. I didn't want to fucking deal with this guy.
Yeah.
I had walked out. I don't know what he said to him.
Everyone kind of like, you know, was backed up and kind of like, stopped what they're doing. It was like, oh, we got a situation. We got a situation.
Dude, you should have gotten in on that. It would have gone viral.
I saw it happening, and that's the kind of guy I can't fucking stand.
Yeah.
And whatever. There's a guy, that's his job to deal with it, and he dealt with it.
Okay.
And he did a great job, and he's a much nicer person than I am. And
yeah.
He's a much more diplomatic guy probably than I am. And, you know, he did a good job.
And so the offshoot, are we getting to use that tree? Or do
we're going
to
use that tree.
Oh, good.
But it's just, that's the thing. Like, in Boston, you have to go through that.
Yeah.
In order to get to where you need to be.
Okay, question.
Not true. I'm sorry. That's not true. That's the only problem we
have. Kevin Heffernan, on the day that we shoot that scene.
Yeah.
Will you, when the guy comes out of his house, was it his house?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
When he comes out of his house, assuming he'll be apologetic or like he'll be a little friendlier, a little more jovial, mm-hmm. What if he comes up to you, he's like, your father, huh? You think I could get a photo and autograph? Like, will you give him a photo?
Yeah.
Okay. Will you say...
You don't want to why? Because I don't hold grudges, and I love Boston.
Okay. Okay, clear.
And I'm happy to be here, and I love that I'm here.
Sure.
I'm going to be excited.
Learning to love Boston. You should make sure you take a picture in front of the tree.
Sure. And we're going to be...
Hugging it.
We're going to be here for weeks, and I'm going to fucking root for the Patriots, man.
What?
You think you'll be a Patriots fan when you walk out of here?
Yeah, I'm going to be a Patriots fan by the time I leave.
Dude, I've got White Tom Brady.
I know he'll just start playing again by the time we leave.
Yeah, Brady. It's too bad he'll be suspended, so I can't just openly root for Brady and the Patriots.
That's right. But you can. You can root for the Patriots. Jimmy Garofalo, whatever his name is.
No, actually, truthfully, what I want is for the Patriots to lose all four of those games.
So that Tom Brady comes back and lights it up.
Oh my God! So he comes out angry and just starts chucking
fucking
the pigskin.
Fucking God. Tom Brady.
Is he gonna be starting quarterback? Starting what, week four?
Week four. Or is it week five?
Week five.
Week five. Okay. Week five is going to be a starting QB.
Tom.
Yeah.
Tommy,
you look terrific.
Tommy, terrific.
How's your thumb? You almost cut it off with scissors.
Tommy, terrific. But I tell you this, though. We went out last night in Boston to a seafood restaurant. Great.
Oh, fantastic.
Great meal. The scenery is beautiful. That was
outside underneath a beautiful summer.
The crew
sky.
Is awesome. We're going to have a great time.
I love our crew.
We're going to have a great time. And I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Well, listen, we shot... A couple of weeks worth of footage
last year,
last fall,
yep.
And honestly, what we got out of it was beautiful footage. We were in the autumn. We came, you know, we got the foliage. There's nothing like
God's country.
There's nothing like a New England autumn.
No.
And I say that, except for maybe a New York State autumn. But like,
oh, brother, let me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I couldn't help it.
You can't help yourself.
But it's true, though. Like, when you drive from New York City up to Colgate, where we went to college, like, that drive in the fall was fantastic.
Yeah. Gorgeous.
Beautiful.
But you live in L.A. now. So.
It's all over New England. Yeah, we don't have seasons.
You're an actor.
You have no colors.
I also, in this hotel that we're staying at, I got a cool note.
Yeah.
Like, a nice note from
the first mystery.
The staff.
The first mystery of the...
Yeah. Like, I got a note. I would consider it a nice note, or would you consider it?
I think it's meant to be a nice note. It's like, the translation, let us help you.
Yeah. Okay, so here's what happens, right? We stayed in this hotel. I'm not going to say the name of the hotel, because God knows, right? A lot of times I like to just leave my do not disturb sign on the door, because, you know, I don't need people coming in. Sure. You know, I don't change my sheets every day at my house, you know what I'm saying?
Here for a while. Sure.
Yeah, so whatever. Like, 4 or 5 days, I'll let it go. So anyway, the first day we're here, I left the Do Not Disturb sign on. We came home from a wonderful dinner in Boston at a wonderful restaurant. Mm-hmm. And there was a laundry bag hanging off the knob of my door. Mm. And inside it were clean towels and more shampoo. And it was kind of like a, sorry, we didn't clean your room. Here's some stuff for you. What a nice
enjoy
thing.
This.
What a nice gesture.
Yeah,
I've stayed in many hotels, and that's never happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
Has that ever happened to you?
Not once.
Not ever. Once, and we've stayed in a lot of hotels.
Yeah.
Okay, so today we go do the same thing. I leave the sign, and I come back, and there is a bag, again, hanging on my doorknob with more towels and more shampoo in it.
Interesting.
And a note.
Like a post-it note. Big
post-it
one.
Note. It says, Mister, please why you insult us? We only clean room, not poop on toothbrush or clean feet on your pillows. Why? Sign the staff. This is literally, you guys see this note? This is literally a note that was on my door.
Right.
I know.
You thought maybe I had written it, but I came back to the hotel room with you today.
That's right. And then so I thought Lemmy wrote it, and then he admitted that he didn't know what my room number was.
Which I don't.
So
I mean, I do
either
now.
The real staff did it.
Yeah,
and this is their nice way of saying, "Hey,
let
us clean your room."
Yeah, we don't
throw us out to the listeners who they think wrote that.
It's true.
Do you guys think
it may have
staff?
Been a gag by somebody?
Right.
Yeah.
You know what we should do over the course of the shoot? Try to figure out, if there is someone who wrote that, or if it was.
Well,
the staff.
We already narrowed it down to who we think it was, which was our director of photography.
Yeah.
And what I think we should
do is
go, because when I went out to talk to my child, he walked by.
Okay.
And I pointed to him. But he's back now.
Okay.
And we should go to his room.
Well, maybe next week we'll...
You want to let him forget a little bit?
Maybe.
And get a handwriting sample?
Maybe, or once we bust him, we get him to tell his side of the story. But also it would be funny if I actually just went up to the maid tomorrow and showed her the note. And said, did you? Was this... Because if you want to clean my room, that's cool.
Yeah, and listen...
I would never think you'd poop on my toothbrush.
Yeah.
Or wash your pillows with your feet.
I mean, but by the way, if that was written by the staff, kudos, because those are some funny staff members.
This is like, hey, the guys from Super Troopers are staying in our hotel.
Yeah.
And did I say the name of the hotel?
No, you didn't.
I'm going to have to go back and listen to it.
Yeah, I'm positive you
didn't.
Take
it out if I didn't.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I got it on the stationery with the blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so here we are. I got it's right at the top. It says, the Marblehead Inn. Just kidding, people. It's not the don't there. Go look
Marble
at the Marblehead Inn.
Fantastic,
right.
Beautiful here.
But Stolhansky is in room 501 at the Marblehead Inn. Just if anybody wants to.
Well, you're on this floor, right?
Fifth floor, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you have what's your code name? Let me guess what your code. I bet your code name is Kirby Puckett. What's your code name? Dante Culpepper. What's your code name?
Dondi Bombinski.
Oh, really?
Dondi Bombinski. Who's that?
Is it famous? That's my code
name. Dondi. It's Dondi.
Dondi.
I remember Dondi was like the sad little cartoon boy in the Sunday comics, but like, don't you?
He was?
Did you not
he
read?
He was? The sad little guy.
Did you not read Dondi?
Dondi.
No.
Holy fucking
Dondi?
Shit. Holy fucking shit.
Is there Dondi?
Dondi. Dondi was my dad's favorite cartoon.
What was that? In like the Argentinian Express?
No, in the Daily News Sunday comic section.
Dondi? I used to get that. Dondi?
Yeah, Dondi.
The English papers.
It was the English papers, Daily
sure
News.
It wasn't the Spanish version of the Daily
El
News?
El Diario.
Yeah.
El Diario. Dondi from the El Diario. No, it's from the Daily News. And
means where? Dunday.
But like, you know, the comics would come and like the kids would, we'd fight over, we'd all want to read the sure. comics first. But my dad would get it. He'd be like, oh, just, I don't need to read everything. Just let me read Dundee.
And what was the gist of Dundee? Like, what was
his sad little boy? And it was one of those ones that's like not a like Peanuts, not like a joke cartoon, no Beetle Bailey action going.
But what would your dad like about it? Was it serial? Like you wanted to find out what happened to Dundee? Or
yeah, it was serialized. It was like okay. It was like Brenda Starr or something, but like with a boy. Okay. I mean, not sensational like Brenda Starr was.
Right. Like, and was the boy from...
He wasn't having boyfriend problems.
From like a country in South America or something?
I mean, maybe like he had dark hair and dark eyes, so maybe he reminded my dad of himself.
I was Dundee.
Look at this. This is the epic... Look at this. Oh, Dundee is begging again. Oh, Dundee is starving again.
He's washing dishes.
I find this very relatable.
Dundee had to sell his shoes for food.
And this most ironic part was he doesn't even have shoes.
Reminds me of me.
Oh, look, Dundee is sucking on sugar cane. Oh.
He has to wear banana leaves on his feet.
Oh, hey, look, Dundee's wearing a Maradona jersey. Oh, I love Dundee.
Fuck, you know what, dude?
What?
We should pitch Dundee as a movie.
Holy shit.
Oh, I like it.
You know what I mean? Bring it back.
Dude. Oh, I hear your voice
bring
cracking
it back.
Now.
Like, you know, you're always trying to find those old things. You bring
sure.
back, man.
Yeah, IPs. Yeah. IPs is what they call it. Intellectual
IPs,
properties.
Bro. You can sell who's every making country. Dundee? Anybody?
Nobody.
Put like a new spin on it. Make him a Hispanic kid.
Yeah. Oh, my man. Latin American. By the way, people, a word to the wise, if you want to make it in Hollywood, pitch something Latin American.
Yeah.
It's a big untapped market. Here we go. Okay. Warner Brothers.
He's a sad little boy.
Are you familiar with Dundee?
Okay, listen. You know, in the day and age, you got all the Marvel comics, all the DC comics. We got another comic for you. Yeah. Dundee. Who?
Who, Dundee?
Daily News.
Yeah, Dundee. Remember Dundee when you were a kid? No.
No, never heard of that.
Are you sure?
Remember the sad little boy?
Spanish papers? Yeah.
No.
Newspapers.
Sure.
Talk about Little Orphan Annie.
Someone chimes in. I remember him. See, he remembers him. Secretary remembers him.
The Hispanic guy?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Hey, remember? Oh, Dundee. Yeah, he's sad.
Like the gardener pops his head through the window in the meeting.
Racist.
What are you talking about?
The gardener?
Yeah.
You racist? That's the only Hispanic that can be?
I did not say he was
Hispanic. Middle-aged female, a white woman.
I think he was a woman. It was a woman who popped her head in the window as she was
fucking
clipping the bushes.
You prejudice.
And said, hey, Dundee.
You know, listen, Kevin. It's been a long time since I brought this up.
What are you talking about?
About how fucking closeted racist you are.
What? You're the one who said to make it Hispanic. I never said that. I thought.
And then you said, oh, the gardener.
I thought you make it a woman.
Like there's a woman gardener anywhere.
Oh, that's sexist. Now that's sexist, bro.
Listen, Chukru. Tell us if you've heard of Dundee.
Yeah,
we want to know who out there has heard of Dundee.
Yeah, and we should get like Photoshop Dundee shit, like you and Dundee.
Oh, I love that. You know what?
You know what I mean?
Ari Shaffir does this all the time. I'm always jealous about it. Like he puts it to the people, like you know, Photoshop me of this. Yeah. Photoshop me.
Photoshop Lemmy into Dundee.
Yeah, get me some Dundee shit.
Let's see.
Okay, can you do you have you read the Daily News in New York City? I mean, you lived in New York City.
Sure,
so
I lived in New York for about 10 years. Yeah.
Yeah, you remember like the comic section on Sunday?
I was more New York Times than Daily News, but I remember the Daily News.
Okay, yeah. Well, I bet you had comics in Minnesota. Do you have comics in Minnesota when you were growing
up? Yeah, we got comics in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yeah, Minnesota Tribune? Yeah. What are you talking about?
Peanuts is from Minnesota.
Oh, yeah, we had one called
the Twin Cities Tribune.
Yeah. Remember the one, Sven, the little Minnesota boy?
I don't know if you guys
boy?
Are familiar with this, but Peanuts originated in Minnesota.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Charlie Brown?
Charles Schultz.
Charlie Brown from Minnesota?
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, then here.
So was Dundee like Charlie Brown, basically? Is that what you're trying to say?
He was Brown Charlie. He was you know, dark hair and dark eyes.
Sure. Okay.
But you could
make whatever Hispanic joke you want.
But Charlie Brown was a comic strip, like, you know, with like, you know, good grief and a lot of fun shit.
Sure.
Dundee was sad. Like this was like a real life.
And it was serialized. Charlie Brown wasn't serialized.
No,
like,
it was week
Dundee
to week.
Was serialized.
Yeah, Dundee was serialized.
Okay.
He had, you know, each week he was going through some trauma. Right. But can you guys name ten comic strips from those Sunday comics?
Yeah, sure.
Let's hear.
Daily News or anything.
Well,
Family
know,
Circus.
They'll be the same. That's a deep cut.
Yeah. Nancy.
Oh, Nancy. Yeah. With the
Hagar
the Horrible.
Are we going together or
no, okay,
going?
You
do
dive
three.
In,
you
dive in. Dive in.
Okay, Andy Cap, a little alcoholic. Okay, good.
Peanuts.
Peanuts. I like how you say peanuts.
Peanuts. Okay. Garfield.
Okay, Garfield, good.
Yeah.
Sally.
What's Sally?
What's Sally?
Is she the office worker?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Kathy. No.
Kathy.
Right.
Kathy.
Yeah, who's Sally?
I don't know. Kathy's good, though.
Kathy.
That's a good one.
Kathy.
That's a good one.
Okay. Here I am. Beetle Bailey.
Archie.
Yeah, I mean, he was a comic book.
but you don't think that he was a strip at one point?
I bet he was. Well, I'll give it to you.
Okay. You don't have to.
Beetle Bailey. Shoe.
Shoe.
Okay.
Remember Shoe?
Who's a bird?
Shoe. The bird, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Family Circus? We do that?
Yeah, we did that.
First one,
yeah.
Broomhilda.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
What about, like, does the Far Side count, you think?
Yeah, Far Side counts.
Okay. Okay.
Far Side counts.
I know that was a little later, but yeah.
That is 10. Or it's either 9 or 10. I mean, I'm jury's out on, like, I mean, Bloom County and Doonesbury.
Yep, Doonesbury.
And Calvin and Hobbes.
Yep.
But I feel that was the next generation. Like, that was like.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Well, Doonesbury was for sure the early generation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Calvin and Hobbes and
Calvin and Hobbes is pretty old.
Look at that scowl. Mm-hmm. Don't you miss that scowl? Yeah.
Pretty old.
okay. And Brenda Starr.
Yep, sure. Brenda Starr.
Prince Valiant.
Prince Valiant. What's that? I don't know if I remember that.
What? You don't remember Prince Valiant?
I don't think so, no.
That was a comic strip.
Yeah, it was a comic strip.
It was a comic strip?
Just a haircut.
Was it about like a real prince?
Yeah, it was Prince Valiant.
Cinderella kind of guy?
Yeah, but it was a serialized one. It was like in the Brenda Starr thing with like real art as opposed to like cartoon art.
I don't remember that, no.
Prince Valiant. Blonde fucking hairdo like Carol Channing.
That, like Stalansky used to have?
Me. Yeah.
The Prince Valiant hairdo?
Yeah,
like walking in a barbershop. Give me the Prince Valiant.
Holding up a Daily News. Can I get this? Prince Valiant?
Kind of bangs in the front, little.
Give me a Prince Valiant, would you?
Yeah.
It's like a bold rabbit should have a Prince Valiant. Prince Valiant, no mustache.
Yeah. That should have been
Prince
his look.
Mustache.
Right.
And Prince Valiant.
Super Troopers would be a fun comic strip, like a Sunday comic strip.
You know, people have asked us if we want to do That'd a Super Troopers comic book.
Should.
But I'm saying a strip.
A little Sunday.
Sure.
Fuck the comic book. Strips.
Just like a little one-off.
Yeah. Here's the problem, though, is the newspaper business is going out of business. You see what I'm saying?
There is no business.
Yeah, so it's like people are trying to serialize these things, and they don't have them anymore.
Sure.
Sad.
Yeah. Bummer.
That's why you look at it online.
Any other comic book strips?
I can't think of any more. I think that might be the extent of my knowledge.
Comic strips?
I bet there's got to be one more.
There's got to be another dog or another cat somewhere there.
Chukru.
Who do we forget?
Garfield.
Chukru.
Oh, Marmaduke.
Okay, Marmaduke. Okay, Marmaduke. What about Clifford?
There you go.
Oh, Clifford. Yeah,
is he a comic strip?
No, yeah, okay. Could be.
Or is it Saturday cartoon?
Dennis the Menace?
Oh, yo, very nice.
Sure,
very nice.
Sure,
here,
sure.
I got one. Blondie.
Blondie.
Remember Blondie? With Dagwood was her husband?
Yeah.
Okay.
He ate the sandwiches?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. What about
Dondi? Dude, Dondi.
Yeah, Dondi, yeah.
I actually can't even picture Dondi.
We're going to look him up.
Like, when I think about it, all I can think about is, like, there was that Caillou. Do you ever, you know who Caillou is?
Yeah, we have, like.
He's on, like, Nickelodeon.
Yeah, we have him on, like, Netflix now. We watch Caillou.
Okay, he's on PBS Kids or whatever?
Yeah, he's
Is
lame.
That the same kind of thing? Caillou and Dondi?
No, because
Kids watch Caillou.
No, because Caillou's a jive-ass fucking cartoon.
But Caillou, he was a sad sack. He was a fucking sad sack.
Because, like, he had no mouth.
I guess so.
Right?
He had no hair.
He had, like, no mouth.
But I'm saying, was Dondi a sad sack?
No. Yeah. But not in that way where, like, he's accidentally a sad sack, where you're like,
okay.
Give a kid a mouth and give him some shit to do.
Right.
Dondi Dondi was a poor kid. Like, he had some fucking problems.
Right.
And they weren't making a joke out of it.
Sure.
They were dealing with it.
Sure. Were they? Like, getting serious. Like, White Shadow shit, right?
Yeah. Like, morals of the story.
Right.
I even think there might have been a moral of the story at each.
Is that right?
I might be making that up.
Each time?
I might be making that up.
That would be cool.
Oh, I got one. I got a great one.
Go. Hit it.
Dick Tracy.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Sure.
Dude, that was like front page.
Right.
I guess so. I didn't read it that lot. I was never impressed with Dick Tracy.
Oh, I bet you weren't.
As
kid.
A strip.
As a strip. Do you like the movie?
No, the movie sucked. Shit. You know what's sweet?
Al Pacino?
I got into a fight with a kid at school one time.
About what?
About Dick Tracy, because like we were playing Dick Tracy. Like we were like 4 years old playing Dick Tracy up on the roof of the school.
Right. And who was Dick Tracy?
Well, that was the thing.
Oh.
He was like, I'm Dick Tracy. And I was like, okay, I'm the guy with the flat nose.
Okay.
The guy with the flat nose is Dick Tracy.
Wow.
Dick Tracy in the comic book had a flat nose.
Right. Well, it kind of like went flat. Yeah, it jutted out and then went flat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm the guy with the flat nose.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, but I'm in charge. I'm like, well, no, the guy with the flat nose is in charge.
Right.
Now, this is my problem. This is my fault.
Okay.
Because I should know that the guy with the flat nose is obviously Dick Tracy. I was stupid.
Okay.
But he should have also been smart enough to say, like, you're talking about Dick Tracy, dummy. And I'm fucking that guy.
And did it come to blows?
I shot him. That's what we do in New York City.
Okay.
I was four.
I curbed him.
Yeah.
I knocked out his baby teeth.
Dead now.
They came out real easy, like a hot knife through butter.
Yeah. That's all right. He grew
We joke Lemmy a lot that growing up in New York City, he would just curb people.
Yeah.
And he had the doorman so nervous that... he wouldn't ever tell your parents anything when you did something wrong.
Well, we had a
curbed him.
We had a riff that one time because like Belen and I in real life, Belen and I used to sneak out when we were 14 on school nights. We'd sneak out of our houses and get a six pack of beer and we'd climb over the fence at this playground and we'd just go and like
how
smoke
old
cigarettes.
Five?
Yeah, it was 4.5. Okay. Going on 45.
Okay. Drinking beer, smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, and we'd drink beer and smoke cigarettes, and then we'd come back, and But I'd have to. I could sneak out the back door of my house, but I'd still have to go out past the night doorman.
Right.
And then one night I came home, and my mom was waiting for me on the corner of 86th Street.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh Jesus!
Busted. And what happened is the doorman had told her.
Told her what?
He had told her that I had been sneaking out of the house during school nights and coming back late at night.
Okay, and so she just went out there and just stood there for unknowingly when you would come back?
She just waited for me.
So they had gone to bed, so they didn't hear you leave the apartment?
I don't know if like it was a sting operation or if like, or if the doorman like notified her that I had just snuck out.
And why? What was your dad doing at this point? Did he not get involved in the sting operation? Sting operation?
I don't really know. You know, it's probably like my dad traveled a lot. It's possible that he was not, that he was out of town.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Possible, too.
Okay.
My mom was in her nightgown on 86th
nightgown?
Street.
Nightgown? Okay.
Yeah, with like a coat around her nightgown waiting for
house coat.
A house coat. And brought me upstairs. I was in deep trouble. It turns out the doorman had narked on me.
Fuck.
But we riffed.
That ruins the relationship you have with that guy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I never had, he was a very righteous Latin male.
I see.
Didn't give a fuck about what he gave a fuck about was that my parents were unaware of something that was going on, and he it was his respectful duty to notify them. He did the right thing.
Maybe he was just looking for a nice Christmas bonus.
Yeah, or, yeah. And Mrs. Lemmy, I'm going to tell you something, but you are going to have to wet my whistle. And what do you want, Juan?
It's a very important piece of information.
Yeah,
I know something.
I'm afraid I can't tell you what it is until you show me a sign of trust.
As in. A fitty,
as in a blowjob.
I didn't do that. I wasn't going to go there.
I did it.
Okay.
I did it.
That's
but so we riffed. Many years later, I told you guys that story, and you riffed about how probably, like, I curbed the guy then.
Right.
And then he...
In retaliation.
And told him, like...
Don't you ever fucking talk to my mother again.
Now you go upstairs, and you tell my mother that you are a fucking liar. And then he'd go up to my parents.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Mr. Lemmy.
Remember, he'd go up there without any teeth and be like, you know, Steven, he was going through growing pains.
He's a good boy.
He's a good boy.
Steven,
he's a teenager.
I was wrong.
The growing pains.
I was wrong.
He's a good boy, Steven. All right. You know what? Let's wrap this shit up.
Wow, we really, we talked for a long time. Right,
shoot a lot.
How long do we go? How long do we go?
Over an hour.
Get out of here.
Good shoot.
Yeah. Shoot the shit, bro. Come on.
Okay.
This is the first of many here in Boston, right?
Pre-production, Super Troopers 2.
Yeah, we get guys to cut. We get Solansky to join us. All kinds of people can join us.
Okay.
Jay's in bed. He hurt his foot.
We're trying to figure out if it's psychosomatic.
He hurt his foot.
He really hurt it.
Yeah, I don't know if he did.
No, he couldn't come over because he has to rest his foot.
Maybe
he
you have
to
say that for when Jay's on. He gets psychosomatic. He gets phantom pain.
We've talked about that before.
Okay.
About it. He gets... But I don't know. I think it might be a workout. You know, he's trying to get in shape. You know, he has to have his shirt off in this movie.
Yeah.
We went over that scene today.
Jacked.
And he's got to look good.
He's been doing a lot of deadlifting, right? Like in the Olympics.
Yeah,
the deadlifting
exactly.
Thing.
How does he look? Did you make him take his shirt off?
Not yet. No, he wouldn't.
Oh, he wouldn't?
He wants to present it.
Oh, shit. I hope it's good.
Yeah, me too.
Six pack.
Okay. Whoa.
Yeah, we'll see. Lemmy's going to be nude too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude,
there's a lot of nudity in this.
So are you.
I'm going to be nude.
In fact,
holy shit,
there is a ton of male nudity in this movie.
There is, right?
This, yeah.
We should.
What's up with that?
Yeah, we should. There's one scene where I think we could get some female nudity, and we might as well counterbalance this.
Well, there is. We will. We do have some already lined up.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh,
more male.
More male.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You know what? We actually we have some ridiculous male nudity. Yeah,
out of respect for
for
the women,
females.
Yeah. Give them a little something.
It's gonna be a big female audience.
Give them a little something.
Yeah.
What are you going to chew on your way out?
Peanut butter pie.
Okay, nice.
Love it.
What are you going to chew on your way out?
Boston baked beans.
Ooh, I thought you were going to say Boston cream pie.
I might switch mine to Boston cream pie.
Do it. Do Boston cream pie.
Do Boston cream pie. Switch it.
Because of my love affair for Boston.
Boston
all
cream pie.
Boston.
You going Boston baked beans?
Love it. Love
delicious.
Them, and I love Boston.
Okay.
You heard it here.
I'm going with
Boston.
A lobster roll sandwich.
Oh, so good.
A lobster roll.
So good.
Of Boston.
Joe Collins, the DP, got that dinner last night.
That's what they said. Was
got
the most
a very
high end
lobster roll.
I'm not a fan of the high end lobster roll.
Well, I mean,
I like a low end lobster roll.
There's no mayonnaise.
I know, but sometimes you don't want all that mayonnaise.
Yeah, but sometimes the high-end lobster roll, it's like they do that thing where it's like they put too many ingredients. Like all of a sudden you're like, what's this? The avocado in my lobster roll sandwich?
Sure.
Are you crazy?
Sure, okay. You're a purist.
Cilantro?
I want some lobster meat and some mayo.
Right. All right, so you're going to eat lobster roll,
yeah.
Boston cream pie,
Boston
I'm
going to eat poor man's lobster roll. Like get from a fucking
Let's
food
do
truck.
It. Let's do it.
Okay.
Thank you, boss, for having us. You're a gracious host.
A claw.
And we're so excited to be here and
tail.
We're excited to shoot the movie.
Custardy.
So good. Can I have a bite of yours? You want a bite of mine?
It's going to be a great experience.
Love it. Here.
So.
Can I put some here?
Thanks, Chew Crew.
Creamy.
We'll talk to you next week.
Creamy.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.